The Gemara Daf Kuf Ches outlines the parameters of the mitzvah of Heseba. The Gemara first talks about which items require Heseba: matzah, moror, dalakosos. Then the Gemara talks about the form of doing Heseba. How is one supposed to do Heseba? Prakton lo shmei Heseba. You can't do Heseba on your back. Heseba simin lo shmei Heseba. It shouldn't be on the right side, it has to be on the left side. And then the Gemara talks about the pturim from Heseba, which individuals are obligated in Heseba and which are exempt. So that's what we pick up today. Gemara says, Isha etzel baila lo baya Heseba, vim isha chashuva hi tzricha Heseba. An isha etzel baila, says the Gemara, a woman by her husband doesn't do Heseba, but if she's an isha chashuva, if she's a distinguished woman, she has a sense of chashivus, so then she needs to do Heseba. She's chayeves in Heseba. And then the Gemara says, Ben Eitzel Aviv Boi Heseba. You'd have a Havamina, maybe a son by a father would not do Heseba. So comes the Gemara and says, no. A son is different. A son does require Heseba, even Bifnei Aviv. You shouldn't think that only a person who's not Bifnei Aviv is Chayv in Heseba, even if he's Bifnei Aviv, he's Chayv in Heseba as well. This is the basic Gemara. Comes the Rashbam and says, what does that mean, Isha in Atzvicha Heseba? Mipnei Emas Bailu Kfufalo. Why does a woman not have to do Heseba? Because she has emas baila. She has the fear of her husband. Maybe fear is not the best translation. She has an awe, a sense of respect for her husband. Ukfufalo, she feels subordinate to him. So therefore she's not chayeves in Heseba, says the Rashbam. First glance, it sounds like the pshat in the Rashbam is that the concept of mora baila, the idea that a woman has to have mora, she has to have a sense of awe and respect for her husband, that exempts her from Heseba. Adds the Rashbam, umafarish b'shildos d'rav achoy, lav darkayu d'noshi lemizga. The Rashbam adds that the Shildos writes that why is a woman ptur from Heseba? Because lav darkayu d'noshi lemizga. It's not normal for women to lean, not normal for them to do Heseba, so therefore they're pturos. First glance, it seems like there are two pshatim in the Rashbam, two interpretations as to why a woman is ptura from Heseba. Either because emas bailu kfufalo, because she has mora baila, she has respect for her husband, so therefore she's ptura, or because lav darkai d'noshi lemizga, it's not normal, it's not a derech eres for them, so therefore they're going to be pturas. Says the Rosh in Simen Chaf that these two perushim are different. Two independent perushim, and there's a nafkamina between these perushim. What's the nafkamina? Let's say she's not bifnei baila. The Rosh says in Simen Chav, Isha lo boi Heseba pirish Rashbam bifnei emes baila shekfufala, ulefiza almonu grusha bo Heseba. Zok the Rosh, according to the first pshat in the Rashbam, someone who's an almona, she's a widow, or she's a grusha, she's divorced, she doesn't have a husband, so then she has to do Heseba. By the same token, a single girl would have to do Heseba. She doesn't have a husband, so if she doesn't have a husband, the idea of emas bailu kufalo doesn't apply, so then she would have to do Heseba. Ubeshildas drav achoy, says the Rosh, kosav de lav narkam v'noshi lemizgi, ulefiza afilu almanu ugrusha nami. Says the Rosh, according to the Shildas drav achoy, if the whole reason why Isha is ptura from Heseba is because it's not normal, so then even almana and grusha also should be ptura. Every woman is ptura because it's not normal for her to do a seba. It's not a derech eres. That's a clear nafkamina between these two approaches. If you say that the ptura of women is a function of having a husband, she has emas baila aleha, she's kufalo, so then dafka, a woman who has a husband, is going to be ptura from a seba. But if you say that the reason why a woman is ptura from a seba is because it's not normal for women to do a seba, that would apply to all women, not just to women with husbands. L'chora, the girsa of the Gemara should depend on which perush you're going to follow. What's the girsa that we have? Our girsa is Isha Eitzel Baila Lobaya Seba. Which perush does that girsa make sense according to? Help me, which perush? Isha Eitzel Baila. The Rashbam or the Shultis? Eitan. Rashbam, you're muted. You got it? No. I still can't hear you. Oh. My My speakers are off. My speakers are off. Okay. Now I can hear you. It's not you, it's me.
I said the Rashbam.
The Rashbam. Okay, good, good, good. I couldn't hear anything until now. Everyone was so quiet. You know, it was such a, it was so pleasant. I hope no one said anything before. I couldn't hear anything. Okay, now everyone's smiling. Don't tell me, when I asked for comments, did people make comments and I just didn't hear anything? No questions, no comments? Okay, good, good, good. Okay, very good. Wow, that's a powerful thing. I'm certainly going to miss that when we go face to face. You know, I can't mute everyone. Okay. I love participation. Come on, that's the way to learn. Papula deraisa, right? What are we all about? Okay, Eitan, very good. Right? So Isha Itzel Baila Lo Baya Seba. That girsa makes sense according to the Rashbam. If it's about Emas Bailu Kfufalosa, then of course she needs a husband. Interestingly enough, what's the girsa of the Rashbam? Isha Eina Tzricha Seba. He doesn't say Isha Itzel Baila. Because according to the Shiltas, that girsa would make no sense. That girsa works according to both Perushim. Isha Eina Tzricha Seba is a generic girsa that can work for both. But Isha Itzel Baila, our girsa does not work according to the Shiltas, right? That's not, it seems like it's Bedavka Itzel Baila. Interesting, right? Rashbam's Girsa is more generic. That would apply even if the woman doesn't have a husband, or if she has a husband, even if she's not in front of her husband. Let's say the husband's away. The husband is not at the table. It's the same idea, right? If the whole Ptur is because she's Itzel Baila, so then the Ptur doesn't apply. She'd be Chayevis if she doesn't have a husband, or she'd be Chayevis if her husband is not there. Okay, these are the two approaches that the Rishonim have. Questions? Okay, comes the Bach and asks the following question. He's very troubled. Very troubled with the Rashbam. What does the Bach say? Let's turn to the Bach and look inside. It's on the same page in the tour that we had yesterday, but it's not the bracketed section. It's on page 1. The Bach says like this: Isha chashuva tzricha seba sham beGemara ulaperish hashiltas nicha the isha chashuva urcha lemizga. The Gemara sets up a contrast between a typical woman and an isha chashuva. Isha in a tzricha seba, but isha chashuva requires a seba. So says the Bach, I understand according to the shiltas, isha chashuva requires a seba because it's normal for her to do a seba. That's the assumption. We'll see later bizman hazeh. Maybe it's not normal, but at least at the time of the Gemara, it was normal. So that contrast, according to the shiltas, makes a lot of sense. Avla perish Rashbam, but according to the Rashbam, says the Bach Kasha. Stachapela, the Afisha Hashuva Tzorech Shatiya Alea Emas Baila. The din of Mora Baila applies to Isha Hashuva as well. Right? She has to have Emas Baila. That's a halacha. Chora, that's a halacha. What the Bach is asking is that we know the Rambam writes in Ilchas Ishas that there's a mitzvah of Mora Baila. The Rambam. Rambam talks about the mutual obligations between husband and wife and husband. In Halacha Yates, he says, V'chein tzivu chachamim she'ya adam mechabed es ishto yesem igufo v'ohava kegufo. A person has to honor his wife more than he honors himself, and he has to love his wife as much as he loves himself. There's quite an obligation on a husband toward his wife. Becomes the Rambam in Halacha Chaf, and he says, "V'chein tzivu chachamim al ha'isha shetia mechabedes es bayla biyosem idai v'yia lo alea mora." A woman has to honor her husband yosem idai, and she also has to have mora. She has to have a sense of respect and awe. She shouldn't have too much fear for him, right? The in Halacha Yates at the end of that halacha, the Rambam quotes the Rambam paskins based on the Gemara in Gittin. That v'loyatel olea ema yisera, a person should not make his bnei bayis so afraid of him, certainly his wife. So it's inappropriate for a person to demand respect, to make his wife fearful of him, but she has to have a sense of mara, she should have a sense of respect, she should be kfufa to him, that's the appropriate feeling. So frek de Bach, if a woman has a chiyuv of mara baila, so how can there be a chilek between Isha Chashuva as opposed to Isha and Chashuva according to the Rashbam? If you say like the Shildas that the chilek, the distinction is because an Isha Chashuva is normal to lean, so then I understand that there can be a distinction. But according to the Rashbam, if the whole idea is not because of lav darkai lemizga, but rather emas baila lea kfufalo, if it's all a function of mora baila, so that chiyav applies bein bestam Isha, bein be Isha Chashuva. So why is an Isha Chashuva chayevis in a seba? That's the Bach's kasha. Hilkoch, the Bach concludes, Nira Iker Keperish Hashiltis. Based on this kasha, the Bach rejects the Rashbam. Bach says the Shiltis must be right, because if not, we don't understand the Chilik in the Gemara. We don't understand the distinction between Stam Ish as opposed to Ish Hashuva. Umashinimtsa begemara shalonu isha itzel baila lobaya haseba to soferhu. The Bach says what it says in the Gemara that isha itzel baila lobaya haseba, that's a to sofer. Itzel baila sounds like the Rashbam. It says it's wrong. It's the wrong girsa because it's not, it's lavdavka itzel baila. The Shiltis is right, says the Bach. It's not a halacha in Baila. It's a halacha that lavda kailam mizga. It's not normal for the women to do a seba. So that's a ptur, not just a tzal Baila. Alman and Grusha would also be potter, says the Bach, because the Shiltis is right. He takes a side in the two perushim. He says, each a tzal Baila is a toh sofer. Our girs is a toh sofer. The Rashbam's girs is more correct, because the Shiltis is right, says the Bach. He feels so convinced. He feels so convinced that the Shiltis is right, that he says the text of the Gemara is incorrect. Ve'atalmidim igiu koch al pi perish Rashbam. Says it's based on the Rashbam, the perish of the Rashbam. That's why the regard is that way. Interestingly enough, the Rashbam does not have that girsa. It's interesting, right? The Rashbam doesn't have the girsa, but the Talmidim regard is that way because of the perish of the Rashbam, which seems to imply that it's a function of the Baal. But he says he thinks it's a toh sofer because the Shiltis is really right. If you don't understand like the Shiltis, then it's going to be very difficult to explain the chiluk between Stam Ish as opposed to Ish Hashuva. Okay, this is the kasha of the Bach. So the question is there any way to justify the perish of the Rashbam? Can we answer the kasha of the Bach? How do we understand the chiluk between Ish Hashuva as opposed to Stam Ish according to the perish of the Rashbam? There has to be an answer to this question. Because the Rashbam knew the Gemara. Now, whatever your girsa is, Ishe Tzabayla, Ishe Netzvicha Seba, no one takes out the next line of the Gemara that Isha Hashuv is Chayevis and Eseba. So the Rashbam knew that there was a Gemara, that there was a chili between Stam Ish and Isha Hashuva. So what's the Rashbam going to say? The Bach rejects the Rashbam, but you can't reject the Rashbam. The Rashbam knew the Gemara. Like, well, what's the Rashbam going to say? This Taka Kasha. Is there any answer for the Rashbam? The Sefer Machzik Brocha is another Kasha. He says, if you learn like the Rashbam, that the Ptur of Isha from Haseba is a function of Mora Baila, so it's a little bit difficult. We know the Hemshech of the Gemara is that Ben Eitzel Ovev is Chayev in Haseba. So we have a contrast. Aside from the contrast between Stam Isha as opposed to Isha Chashuv, we have a contrast between Isha as opposed to Ben. Isha, Eitzel Baila, let's say, Lefi the Rashbam, and Ben Eitzel Ovev. Now, the obligation of a woman in Mora Baila is not a din daraisa. That's a din darabanan, as the Rambam says. Right? What's the key lashon in the Rambam that implies that it's midrabanan? V'chein? What? Anyone? Tzivu? What's the word? Tzivu what? Chachamim. Right? V'chein tzivu chachamim. It's a din darabanan. The mitzvah of Mora Baila is a din darabanan. The chi of Mora Baila is a mitzvah midraban, but the mitzvah of Kibud Av and Mora Av, that's a din daraisa. So if you tell me that a woman is ptura from Eseba because of Mora Baila, right? So why is a ben chayv in Eseba b'fnei Aviv? He also has a chiv of Mora, an even greater chiv of Mora than Isha Itzel Baila. Right? Stachapela. Sefer Machzik Brocha asks that if the ptura of women from Eseba is because they have a chiv of Mora Baila, then why is a son chayev and aseba b'fnei aviv? He has a greater chiyuv of mora. His chiyuv of mora is a din daraisa. Her chiyuv of mora klapei baila is only a din darabanan. So if mora is strong enough, if the halacha of mora baila is strong enough to exempt women from aseba, the halacha of mora aviv should be strong enough to exempt a ben from aseba b'fnei aviv. So how do we understand the hamshach of the gemara that ben eitzel aviv is chayev and aseba? Second kasha. Right, so there are two kashas that we have over here. First of all, according to the parish of the Rashbam, how do we understand the chiddush between Stam Ish as opposed to Ish Chashuva? And Ish Chashuva is also chayv and Mora Baila. What's more, a second kasha, according to the parish of the Rashbam, why should a Ben Eitzel Ovev be chayv in Haseba? He also has a chiv of Mora, an even greater chiv of Mora, din daraisa, a mitzvah daraisa of Mora Av. Even greater than the mitzvah of Mora Baila. So if a woman is exempt from Meseba because of Mara Baila, then Kolshkein, a son should be exempt from Meseba because of the mitzvah of Mara Aviv. The Sefer Birkas Avraham wants to suggest, to answer these two kashas, that maybe we misunderstood what the Rashbam is saying. The Rashbam never meant to say that the mitzvah of Mora is what patters a woman from Meseba. It's not a halacha. It's not the mitzvah of Mora mitzat halacha. No, it's the mitzius. It's the mitzius. It's the natural feeling of the woman. The mitzius that she has in Emas Habal. She has a respect and awe for the husband. So it's not a derech eres for her to recline in front of him. She's not going to feel comfortable reclining in front of the husband. Again, this is talking at the time of the Gemara. We'll see, maybe things changed bizman hazeh. But at the time of the Gemara, the woman had an emas habal. She didn't feel comfortable doing a seib in front of her husband. It's not a halacha. We're not talking about mora baila. It's not a mitzvah of mora baila. That's not what we're picking up on, according to the Rashbam. Rashbam is saying that the woman just doesn't feel comfortable. She has an emas habal. She's kfufalo. So therefore, she just doesn't feel comfortable. She doesn't feel comfortable to do a seib in front of her husband. It's not derech eres. It's because it's not derech eres. So that's why she's going to be ptura. This is meduyik in the Rashbam. What does Rashbam say? He says, Yishayin etzvicha seiba mipnei emas baila ukfufalo. He doesn't say that there's a mitzvah of mora habal. He doesn't say mipnei emas baila. He says ukfufalo. What does he need kfufalo for? She's subordinate to him. It's nothing to do with that. There's a mitzvah. The mitzvah exempts her. Adkan. What does he need kfufalo for? You see clearly from the addition of kfufalo that it's not a halacha here. We're not picking up on the halacha of mora habal. We're saying it's a mitzius that she's kfufalo. She feels subordinate to him. She doesn't feel comfortable to do a seib in front of him. So it's not derech eres for her to do a seib in front of him. That's why she's exempt. Chazal would never mechayev her because it's not darka lahasev in front of her husband. So therefore, there was never a chiyuv. There was never a chiyuv. It's not a halach, it's a mitzius. The Birkas Avraham adds that maybe that which the Rashbam brings the shiltus as well, maybe the Rashbam is not even, doesn't even feel the shiltus is giving a different perush. See, the way the Rush learns, these are two different perushim. But maybe it's not really two different perushim. Maybe the two are working together according to the Rashbam. He doesn't mean to bring in an extra perush, but he's saying that the Lashon of the Shildas explains his pshat as well, his idea as well. That lav darkayo denoshi lemizga, what does that mean? Lav darkayo denoshi lemizga bifnei ba'alein, because they're kfufa lahen. It's not like the Shildas is a totally different perush. The yisod of the Shildas, obviously, it's not the same as the Rashbam, because the Rashbam is saying that this idea only applies bifnei baila. The Shildas is saying, even a stamisha would be ptura because it's lav darkayo lemizga. But the Shildas is not a totally different perush. The Rashbam is invoking the Shildas even for his own perish. The svar of the shiltus is necessary even for the Rashbam's perish. Because the Rashbam never meant to say that the woman is ptura from Eseba b'fnei baila because of the mitzvah of Mara. No, it's because of whether it's derech eres. It's because of the mitzius that it's not a derech eres. She doesn't feel comfortable. So that really relates to the svar of the shiltus. It's not as expansive as the shiltus to apply this to all women. But the svar of the shiltus really is part of the Rashbam's perish as well. Because it's not the mitzvah of Mora that we're picking up on, but rather the mitzvah of Mora, the fact that she's not going to feel comfortable to do a seib in front of her husband. Based on this yesod, we can answer the two kashas. There's no kasha from Ben Eitz Alaviv. Yes, it's true that the chiyuv of Mora Ben for his father is on a higher level. It's a mitzvah d'araisa, the mitzvah of Mora Isha b'fnei Baila. That's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, but it doesn't matter. We're not picking up on the halacha over here. It doesn't matter that the chiyuv of Mora Av is more chamer than the mitzvah of Mora Baila. The question is, what's the mitzius? Do they feel comfortable in front of each other? The reality is that even if the mitzvah of Mora Av is more chamer than the mitzvah of Mora Baila, but a son is not going to feel uncomfortable to do a seba in front of his father. He's not so kofof to his father. He doesn't feel, he feels subordinate to the father, but not kofof in that sense that, you know, he's not going to feel comfortable to do a seib in front of him. A woman? Okay, maybe her mitzvah of Mora is not as great as the mitzvah of Mora Av, but the reality is she's going to be kfufa to her Baal. So she's going to feel uncomfortable. It's all a function of mitzvah. Who feels comfortable, who doesn't feel comfortable. And that's exactly what the Rashbam says. Rashbam writes by Ben Eitzel Oviv, he says, Tzorech HaSeba D'lo Avikof of Kol Kach. He doesn't invoke the mitzvah of Mora Bechlal. He doesn't talk about it. It's a function of whether it's Kofof. The Ben is Lo Kofof Kol Kach. The woman is Kfufalo. There's no mention of the mitzvah of Mora here. Amos Baila doesn't mean the mitzvah of Mora. It's a mitzvah of Mora. The woman has a mitzvah of Mora. She feels uncomfortable to do a Seba in front of her husband, and the Ben doesn't feel so uncomfortable. Ain't a Kfufalo Kol Kach. He's subordinate to the father. Look, his father, the father should not be a son's friend. That's not a relationship of father and son. But Afo Pikain, the son doesn't feel so covered to his father. He doesn't feel, you know, in such an awe of the father that he'd be uncomfortable to do a save in front of the father. So that's why he's chayav, and the woman is ptura. Even though, in terms of the mitzvah of Mora, his mitzvah of Mora is more chamer than her mitzvah of Mora. What's more, we can answer the kasha of the Bach. What did the Bach say? He was troubled with the Rashbam. The Bach said that according to the Rashbam, why should there be a chilek between Stam Isha as opposed to Isha Chashuva? The Isha Chashuva also has a mitzvah of Mora Baila, and that was the kash of the Bach. The answer is Poshet, Zav de Berkas Avram. The answer is, it's not a function of where there's a mitzvah of Mora. Of course an Isha Chashuva has a mitzvah of Mora b'fnei Baila. But is she going to feel comfortable to do a Seba in front of her husband? Avada, she's an Isha Chashuva. Okay, well, we'll have to define what an Isha Chashuva is, but let's just say simply, a distinguished woman, so a woman who has Chashivas, so if she has her own Chashivas, then she feels comfortable to do a Seba in front of the husband. So once she feels comfortable to do a seva in front of the husband, then she's going to be chayeva, she doesn't have the ptur. The whole ptur is not a function of the mitzvah Mora Baila. Havada, the Isha Chashuva, has a mitzvah Mora Baila as well. No different than the Stam Isha. But she's much more comfortable to do a seva in front of the husband, as opposed to a Stam Isha who doesn't feel comfortable. That's why the Isha Chashuva is going to be ptura, and the Stam Isha is going to be chayeva. Okay, so this yisod of the Birkas Avram is a fundamental principle here in the Sugya. And you'll see, Mitz Hashem, in our travels, as we continue to talk about the Pturim from a Seba, this Yisod is going to play a very important role. That there is a mitzvah of Mora in different contexts, Bifnei Baila, Bifnei Av, in front of others as well. But we might not be talking about the mitzvah of Mora. We might not be invoking the mitzvah of Mora in our discussion of the Ptur HaSeba. It could be that the Yisod of the Rashbam is that in Stam Isha's Ptur from a Seba, Bifnei Baila, not because of the mitzvah of Mora, but because of the mitzias of Mora. And that would explain the distinction between Stam Isha as opposed to Isha Chashuva, and the distinction between Stam Isha as opposed to Ben. Rafi?
According to this understanding put forth by Birkas Avraham, then an Almana and a Grusha should lean, correct?
An Almana and a Grusha should lean, according to the Rashbam, even before you get to the Birkas Avraham. If you assume, like the Rashbam, then the Ptur HaSeba is Dafka Bifnei Habal. If you hold like the Shilta, so then it's a more general Ptur. But if you hold like the Rashbam, it's Dafka Bifnei Habal. So then, as the Rosh says, Amon and Grusha would taka be Chayavos. Yeah.
So, I mean, we were trying to work the Shiltos and the Rashbam together. So it seemed like from the Shiltos, the Amon and the Grusha shouldn't lean because it's not Darcho Bekach for women in general. But now we're saying it's not Darcho Bekach for married women. General.
Right, no, I'm not working the Rashbam and the Shildas together completely. Right? I said there's a nuance of difference between them. The Rashbam is using the Svar of the Shildas. The Rashbam is using that Svar as well in his own Pshat. I said the Shildas is more expansive. He's saying that Yisod, that's not Derech Eretz for women, it's not normal for women to do a Seba, that applies to every woman. The Rashbam is saying that Svara applies to an Isha Bifnei Baila. Okay, I'm just saying it's a similar idea. So he's quoting the Shiltas not just as a cholek, but sort of like as a hemshech to his shita. You know, leaving the Rashbam aside for a moment, if you look at the Rabbeinu Manoach also seems to assume that it's one yisod. Look at the Rabbeinu Manoach on the bottom of the Rambam for a moment. This is on page 3 in the packet. Isha ina tzricha seba, lefisha kfufa lebaila ve'imasa alea ve'in darka lo hasef. Note that lashon. Very interesting lashon, right? He doesn't quote the Shildas at all. But he says three things here, right? Rabbeinu Manoach says, lefisha kfufa lebaila, number one, e'imasa alea, number two, ve'in darka lo hasef. What's he bringing in ein darka lo hasef if he's quoting the Rashbam? Rafi. Right? What's he bringing in Ein Darko LaHasiv? The answer is that the Yesod of the Yesod of the She'iltis is a chelik of the Rashbam's pshat. Okay, the Shildas is more expansive. He applies this to all women. The Rashbam says it's limited to an Isha b'fnei Baila. But that idea of Ein Darko LaHasiv, that applies to Isha b'fnei Baila as well, if he the Rashbam. It's not the halacha of Mora, it's the metzias of Mora, that it's Ein Darko LaHasiv. It's not normal for her. She doesn't feel comfortable to do a seba. To Rabbeinu Manoch, it's mamish, it's meduyak, like the Birkas Avram. That the Rashbam's pshat is not that there's a mitzvah of Mora that's exempting her from a seba, but it's Ein Darko LaHasiv. It's not normal for her to do a seba. It's the metzias of Mora. She doesn't feel comfortable doing it. So that's why she's going to be Ptura. Moody Blau?
Going back on the Yesod, don't we have precedent in Mora Kedushin, like the difference between the fear of the father and all these stories about the kid not waking up his father? Like, do we have this precedent of having Yiras from the son to the father in an extreme way? So should we not apply to also within a Seva?
No, Faker, the Gemara in Kedushin is not talking about a fear of the father. It's talking about the mitzvah. Ah, you're saying, just one second, Dama ben Nesina was a guy. Uh-huh. So you're saying, no, the Gemara in Kedushin is saying not that Dama ben Asina was afraid of his father. It's that he respected his father. So the Gemara is saying, look at how far it goes. Look how far it goes that even a non-Jew respected his father in the following way. A Jewish child should respect his father. If there's a mitzvah of Mora'av, mitzvah of Kibarav, so then Kolshkein, a person should respect the father and not wake up the father. It's not that it's not saying that he was fearful of his father. It's that he respected his father. He respected his father. He was sleeping. He was sleeping. He didn't want to wake him up. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yes.
According to this logic of the Birkas Avraham that we're connecting the two opinions in the Rashbam, why do we even have to say there's a difference? The Nafkamina is still with or without the husband. Why can't we just say maybe Nashimar and Darche Limzog in front of their husband? But if not, they're like an Isha Hashiva, and they would drink normally if there was no husband around, because it's about a feeling of being kafa.
That is what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
I see putting the Rashbam and the Shildas together has confused some of you. If it's easier, then keep them separate. If it's easier to understand the Rashbam without blending them together, then keep it separate. I just all I'm saying is that the according to the Birkas Avram's interpretation of the Rashbam, it's not a function of the mitzvah of Mor. It's a function of whether it's derech eretz. So Nachamo, the Shiltas applied such a svara to all women. The Rashbam is invoking such a svara dafka to women with their husbands. It's not normal for them to do a seba; they don't feel comfortable. So the nafkamina that the Rosh gave still applies, because obviously, according to the Rashbam's pshat, the ptur of a seba is only bifnei baila. As opposed to the Shiltas, the Ptura Seba is going to be even Shalob if Nebaila. Okay? Mordi Shlosla, I saw a hand up.
Yeah, I don't know if this is what Mordi was asking, but based on explaining the Rashbam in this way, that's not entirely, because it's more about the Metzias of the Ema. So, on the question about with the Bein Yitzel Av, is the, why wouldn't he be uncomfortable to lean in front of his father? Is the Metzias of Ema's Bala different than Metzias of Avet Zobim?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. That even though a son has to have Mora Av, he has to respect his father. He can't sit in his place. He's not supposed to contradict him, etc. All the halachas that you have in the Gemara and Kedushin. But the reality is a husband, a father with a son is different. It's a different relationship. It's a different relationship. Wife and husband is different than son and father. That's exactly what the Rashbam is saying. Mordi, that's mamash what the Rashbam says. He says, the lo'avi kof of kol kach. What does that mean? It means he has a mitzvah of Mora, but he's not kof of kol kach, but metzias. You know, the father and the son, they play ball together. The father and the son learn together, and they also play ball together. Right? It's a different relationship. There's a certain And a certain friendship that a father and a son have. Again, a son is not a friend of the father. I don't mean to say that they should be friends. I think there has to be a distance between the son and the father as well, but not a distance that creates a kafa flow. That's the point. It's a different relationship. Of course, a husband and a wife, it's a loving relationship. I'm not saying, again, it shouldn't be a fearful relationship. That's not what the Gemara is saying. Awe and respect doesn't mean to be afraid of someone. It's a delicate balance. A delicate balance, but still she doesn't feel comfortable because she feels a sense of awe. It's hard for us to relate to this kind of halacha because, as we'll see, bizman hazeh, maybe things have changed a little bit. Maybe emes habal is not quite the same as it used to be. We'll see in the hemshech of the sugya. But at least at the time of the Gemara, this was the metzias. That was the relationship between husband and wife. Okay. So the Gemara says that a woman doesn't do eseba, but an isha chashuva is chayeves in eseba. That's the Gemara. Okay? That's the distinction the Gemara sets forth. Why does an isha chashuva do eseba? What's the difference? What's this distinction? Let's take some time now and understand this chiluk. What is the reason why there's a distinction between Stam Ish as opposed to Isha Hashuva? So let's look at the Rabbeinu Manoach. He brings three different chilukim between Isha Hashuva. What defines an Isha Hashuva? Why is she different? Why is she different than she's Chayeves and Aseba? So, Zokta Rabbeinu Manoach, Vim Isha Hashuva hi kolomar, She'ein lo baal v'hi giveres habayis tzricha seba. Let's say she doesn't have a husband, and she's the matriarch. She's the balabayis. Balas habayis. Inami she chashuva b'fri yodea, or she's distinguished in b'fri yodea, what she does in making a living. Isha yiras Hashem, or in her demeanor, in her character, basket ole ador, kolel a shivcha eishes chayil, or the shvachim of an eishes chayil. She's a woman, she's an isha chashuva, she's a distinguished woman. She's accomplished. She's an accomplished woman. Vezosa isha im nimna metziusa, avo bishyesh labao tzvicha seba. Even though most women are not like that, Rabbeinu Manoach is assuming, that's what the Gemara assumes, that most women are not an isha chashuva. But if she is an Isha Chashuva, then she has to do a Seba. Okay, so these are the first two perushim that the Rabbeinu Manoach brings. Okay, that then Isha Chashuva is Pasha Pshat, she's a distinguished woman. Either she's the only one there, she doesn't have a Baal, she's the Geveres Habayis, so therefore she's an Isha Chashuva. Or she's Chashuva B'Maseah, she's distinguished. So if she's distinguished, so then... she's chayeves in a seba. What does that mean? So according to the parish of the Rashbam, she's an isha chashuva, she's distinguished. She doesn't have such an emes habal. The Baal has a respect for her. The Baal has a respect for her. So then she's not so kfufalo. It's more even. So if the relationship is more even, then she's chayeves in a seba. And similarly, according to the Shiltas as well, even though Rabbeinu Manoach doesn't quote the Shiltas, but we can extrapolate, according to the Shiltas, maybe an Isha Chashuva, at least at the time of the Gemara, it was normal if she was a Chashuva b'maser, she was distinguished, or if she's the Gveres Habayis, then maybe it was normal for her to do a Seba. Right? She's an Isha Chashuva, she's not a Stam Isha, so therefore it's normal for her to do a Seba, so that's why she's going to be Chayeves. Okay, these are the first two Perushim that the Rabbeinu Manoach brings. But then he quotes a third parish. I want to spend a little time on this third parish. Inami yesh lefarish, ena tzricha seba, lefishi truda betikon amaycho v'hachanoso, patrua mea seba, kemoshe patrua mimitza seisha zman gram. Avalisha chashuva sheyesh la'avodim u'shvachos atorchem binyani amaycho, v'yosheves bekatadra, she sits in her special place, in her room, or a special seat, tzricha seba, she has to do a seba. Rabbeinu Manoach here is pivoting from the other perushim. Before he says the ptur of women from eseba is because of emes habal, it's not normal for her to do eseba. That's his first perush. And according to that Perush, he then says, why is Isha Chashuva different? Because either her husband is not there, or because she's distinguished, so therefore it's normal for her to do a seba, she's not Kfufa Labayla. And that's the first approach that he quotes. But then he has another approach. What's the Ptur of women? Not because of Emas Habal, not because Lav Dakayo Lemizga, like the Shiltas. It's almost like the Rabbeinu Manoach is quoting a third Perush. There's a third explanation why an Isha is Ptur from a seba. What is that? Because she's serving. She's busy with serving. Ein lo keva, she's truda betikon amaychol. She's fixing up the food, serving the food, making sure it's all on the table. So Chazal patted it from a seba. Just like the women up to us from mitzvah say shazman grama, women up to us from tefillin and tzitzis and all mitzvah say shazman grama, shofar and lulav, etc. Why is that? Why is that? Stam up tour. The Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Lamed Daled has makoros for that. But what's the reason? Some of the Rishonim say that the Torah patters women from mitzvah say shazman grama because they're busy taking care of the kids, they're busy taking care of inyone habayis. So the Torah exempts them from mitzvah say shazman grama. So comes the Rabbeinu Manoach and says, just like by mitzvah say shazman grama, the Torah exempts women. So too by Haseba, the Chachomim exempt women because they're involved in tikkun ha-maichel and preparing the men, bringing and serving the maichel. But an Isha Chashuva, since she has avodah mishvachos to work on her behalf, to serve the maichel, to prepare the maichel, so then she doesn't have the ptur. She doesn't have the ptur that she's working hard with the maichel, so therefore should be ptur from a seba. That's why an Isha Chashuva is going to be chayeves. There's a different approach to Rabbeinu Manoach, right? Different, a third approach. Not because she's not ptur, Stami, she's not ptur because of Emma Sabal, or because it's not normal for women in general. No, she's busy. She's busy with the tikkun ha-maichel, with the hachanas ha-maichel, preparing the foods and serving the food, so therefore Chazal patted her. The mitzvah seba is a chiyuv midrabbanan, Chazal patted her. But Isha Chashuva, since she has avodah mishvachos to work on her behalf, so therefore she's going to be chayenes. Third approach. What's the problem with this approach? Rabbi Menoch himself is troubled. So if the ptur of women from Haseba is because they're busy with tikkun ha-maichel, with preparing the food and serving the food, so then why is a shamash chayev in Haseba? The Gemara later on is going to talk about the shamash. We had this sugi already. Gemara quotes Rabbi Shub and Levi, Hashamash Shocha, Kazayas Matzah, Kshumesiv Yotza. Shamash has to do Haseba. They have an Ibai in the Gemara. Does the shamash have to do Haseba or not? The Gemara says he has to do Haseba. Why? Why? But the shamash is busy preparing the maichel and serving the maichel. Why should he have to do a seba? If the whole tour of women is not because of emes habal or stam because lavda kaila mizga, but rather it's because they're busy with the preparation of the food and the serving of the food, so shamash should also be potter. Chazal should have potted the shamash as well. He's a type of individual who's functioning like an Isha, serving people like an Isha. So therefore, that should be the Ptur. It's not a function of Isha. It's not, this is not, you know, a difference between men and women. It should be across the board. A Shamash is serving other people. He's busy with other things. So Chazal should have patted him as well. So Zokter Rabbeinu Manoach, no, that's not a kasha. The Shamash Sarech Haseba, Shakona Eved Ivri, Osocher Oso L'Shamsho, Kekona Odon La'atzmo. The Gemara in Kedushin has a line that someone who's Kona and Eved Ivri is Kona Odon La'atzmo. The Odon has to treat the Eved Ivri very well. If there's only one pillow, the Eved gets it. If there's only, you know, one, I don't know, whatever, one choshev, a piece of food, the Eved gets it. He has to be Mechabed, the Eved, in addition to allowing him to observe mitzvahs. He has to give him time to put on tefillin and to do whatever he has to do, whatever mitzvahs he has to do, to read Kriyishma. All mitzvahs. So says the Rabbeinu Manoach, if Kona Eved Ivri, Kona Odon La'atzmo, so the Eved can't be a second-class citizen when it comes to Haseba. The Odon's going to do Haseba, the Eved's not going to do Haseba, Vadi has to do Haseba. V'su Otum Mishum, the Eved who mafkiyin leimen ha-mitzvahs, just because he's an Eved, he has to serve other people, we're going to be mafkiyin for mitzvahs, he won't have to do Haseba, that doesn't make any sense. So Zokter Rabbeinu Manoach, Shamash and Isha are different. Shamash is like an Eved Ivri. Kol HaKona Eved Ivri, Kekona Odon La'atzmo, you got to treat him well. He can't be a second-class citizen. Whatever you do, he has to do. Whatever you have, he has to have. What's more, how can you part of the Eved from mitzvahs? You can't part him from a seba. He's chayiv in mitzvahs. It's very difficult. Rabbeinu Manoach is very difficult. What, a shamish is like an Eved Ivri? Well, what's he talking about? First glance, the Rabbeinu Manoach is mamash apella. An Eved Ivri is someone that you acquire with kesef, right? This, you acquire an Eved Ivri. They're a dinim in an Eved Ivri. He's mutter in a shivcha knainis. I mean, like, he's not an Eved Ivri. The shamish is not an Eved Ivri. He's a regular Jew. He's serving. He's a poyel. He's a poyel. He's a waiter. What's that? There are many waiters. What, there are many waiters in Pesach hotels. Right? Well, there used to be many waiters in Pesach hotels, right? Waiters in Pesach. You know what? They're all Avodim Ivrim? They're Avodim Ivrim? They're mutter in shivcha knainis? Come on. They're not Avodim Ivrim. What's he saying? Yeah, call a kona Eved Ivri. Call an Odom Latzo. But a shamish is not an Odom? What's he talking about? It's very difficult. It's a melitza, right? It's like an expression, but that expression is very specific to an Eved Ivri. It doesn't apply to a shamish. What does he mean by that? And what does he mean in his second pshat that Otu Mishim de Eved Umafkiyin Leimena Mitzvahs? What am I going to tell you? If the Rabbeinu Manoach says that a woman is ptur from a seba because she's busy serving, so anyone who's serving, chazal, are not going to be mechayev in a seba, so why should that be mechayev a shamish? Why should a shamish be mechayev? What, is he going to be mufka for mitzvahs? Chazal never gave him the mitzvah. Chazal never gave him the mitzvah. He's like an isha. It's the same thing. If he's busy serving the other people at the table, so then he's potter, it's poshut. What's this thing that? What's this kasha? V'chi mishum de'eved who mafkiyin leim l'mitzvah? V'chi mishum de'shamash who mafkiyin leim l'mitzvah? When I'm mafkiyin for mitzvahs, he doesn't have the chiyuv to begin with. Chazal never gave him the chiyuv. What's the problem? Rabbi Manoach is very shver. He has a good kasha. His kasha is good, but I don't understand the answers. A shamash is like an eved ivri. A shamash is not an eved ivri. He does not have a din of an eved ivri. V'chi mishum de'shamash who mafkiyin leim l'mitzvahs? When I'm mafkiyin for mitzvahs, he has the same p'tur as an isha because she's involved in serving the family. So Chazal never gave her the chiyuv. So the same thing by a shamish. What's the Rabbeinu Manoach saying? It's not a good kasha. If the Rabbeinu Manoach is correct that an isha is p'tur from a seba because she's truda b'tikon ha'maichel b'hachonosa, so then what's different between her and a shamish? Why is a shamish chayav in a seba? So there's a comment of the Talmud HaRashba here who gives a very beautiful answer to this question. But it's a questionable answer. It's a beautiful answer, but you have to work on it. What does the Talmud HaRashba say? This is page 4. V'mtomar afilu eina chashuva migara mishamish. Right? Even if eina chashuva, is she worse than a shamish? He quotes the perish of the Rabbeinu Manoach, avli isha chashuva hi sheyesh la'avodah mishvogah z'mishamshin lebnei abayis l'sricha seba. So he says, but I don't understand. A shamish is chayiv. So why should an isha ein a chashuva be worse than a shamish? What's the difference between an isha and a shamish? His kasha is not okay. It's the same kasha that we're asking. Yeah, why is an isha ptura and a shamish is going to be chayiv? He's not asking why is a shamish chayiv. He's asking why is an isha ptura. It's the mirror image of the kasha that we're asking. So he says like this: if shalomar shiny shamish sheyeshno b'toras kriya sagarata v'halelo v'areyu kori v'yotzienu Hashem elokeinu misham b'yod chazaka v'kevan shu mishanin b'fiv d'var cheirus af utzorach l'osiv k'derech b'nei chori. What does Talmud HaRashba say? He says, look, the shamish has to read the Haggadah and Hallel. Right? He has to say the Haggadah, he has to say Hallel. What does he say? V'yotzienu Hashem elokeinu misham b'yod chazaka. He talks about the cheirus of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Talmud HaRashba, if the Shamash is going to say Haggadah and Hallel, if he's going to talk about the Cheres of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you can't part him from a Seba. He can't like a steer him in Eubay. How can he talk about Cheres and not do Cheres? It's a contradiction. His actions are contradicting the words of his mouth. So if he's going to read the Haggadah and he's going to say Hallel, he's going to talk about the Cheres of Yetzias Mitzrayim, then he has to do a Seba. To phrase the Talmud HaRashba a little bit differently, what he's basically saying is, since the Shamash is chayiv in Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, he's chayiv in the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, what does Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim mean? Haggadah and Hallel, that's the ikar of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if the Shamash is going to read Haggadah and Hallel, he's going to fulfill the mitzvah of Sibir Tzayim, you can't say that he's potter from a Seba. Chazal, of course, are going to be Mechayiv in a Seba. If you're Chayiv in Sibir Tzayim, then you have to demonstrate the Chayrus of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's why Avada, the Shamash, has to be Chayiv in a Seba. Don't compare Noshim to the Shamash. The Shamash is Chayiv in Sibir Tzayim. So because he's Chayiv in Sibir Tzayim, he's going to read Haggadah and Hallel, so of course he has to do a Seba, says the Talmud HaRashba. So what's the clear assumption of the Talmud HaRashba? What's the difference between Shamash as opposed to Noshim? What's the difference? A Shamash is Chayiv and Tzibis is Yisrael, and Noshim are what? Anyone? Shalom. Exactly. The Talmud HaRashba, Lichten dem Werte von Talmud HaRashba, right? Lying in the words of the Talmud HaRashba, is that women are a potter from Sibir Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the yesod of the answer. That because women are pturos from Sibir Yetzias Mitzrayim, Chazal don't have to be mechayev of them in Eseba. Nochamal, Rabbi Manoach, the Talmud HaRashba, they're giving another pshat in why Noshim are pturos from Eseba. They're pturos because they're busy with Tikkun HaMeichel, preparing the food, serving the food. So why is why isn't Isha Chashuv v'chayeves? Because she's not busy. And why is the Shamish chayev if he's busy? Look, the Talmud HaRashba, because he's chayev in Tzibit Yisrael. So if he's chayev in Tzibit Yisrael, the Chazal have to be mechayev him in Eseba. But women? The answer must be, the Talmud HaRashba is assuming women are pturos from Tzibit Yisrael. So if they're pturos from Tzibit Yisrael, then Chazal don't have to be mechayev them in Eseba. So we leave it at the level that because they're involved in preparing the food and serving the food, so therefore they're going to be exempt from Eseba. Is that really true? Are women pturos from Tzibit Yisrael? It's not at all clear. That's not at all clear. Who says that women are obligated in Sibir Tzias Mitzrayim? Anyone?
Sefer Achinach.
Sefer Achinach, who said that? Ephraim. Sefer Achinach. Exactly. Sefer Achinach says that women are chayav in Sibir Tzias Mitzrayim. Page 6. On the mitzvah of Sibir Tzias Mitzrayim, he says, V'noheges b'zchorim unakevas b'chol mokum v'chol zman. The Chayiv Minatorah in Tzibir Tzias Mitzrayim. Right? Minatorah, Mitzvah Daraisa of Tzibir Tzias Mitzrayim applies to women as well, says the Chinuch. Now, it's true, the Minchas Chinuch is troubled with this Chinuch. He talks about it. We're going to discuss the details of this Minchas Chinuch a little bit later when we get to Kuf Ches Amid Beis. It's a big sugya. But the Chinuch definitely says that women are Chayavas. Minchas Chinuch says he thinks that the Rambam would argue with the Chinuch. Right, the Menachas Chinuch points out that the Rambam doesn't count. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodas Kochavim in Perek Yud Beis, he counts all the mitzvah say Shazman Grom. So he doesn't count Sibir Tzias Mitzrayim as part of the mitzvah say Shazman Grom. So the Menachas Chinuch says he counts which mitzvah say Shazman Grom and Noshim Achayovasin. Tzibir Tzias Mitzrayim is man grom, but the Rambam in Hilchas Avodas Kochavim counts all the exceptions to the rule. Which mitzvah say she has man grom and Noshim are obligated in? He doesn't count Tzibir Tzias Mitzrayim, so it sounds like Tzibir Tzias Mitzrayim is the regular din of mitzvah say she has man grom that they're pturos from. Against the Chinuch. Right? Because he doesn't count it as part of the exceptions. So there could be machlokas, the Chinuch and the Rambam. The Rambam might say that they're pturos from Tzibir Tzias Mitzrayim, and the Chinuch says that they're chayav, but the answer of the Talmud HaRashba is clearly making an important assumption over here. He seems to be assuming that women are pturos from Sibir Tzias Mitzrayim. But the real problem with the Talmud HaRashba is not whether women are obligated in Sibir Tzias Mitzrayim or not. The real problem is, again, he's going on the heels of this perish that the reason why women are pturos from Eseba is because they're busy. They're busy with the tikkun ha-meichel, preparing the meichel and serving the meichel and etc. But it seems like the ikar p'tur of women is because Chazal would never mechayev someone who's not obligated in Sibir Tzias Mitzrayim. Why do you need that they're busy with preparing and serving the food? Just say that since women are exempt from Sibir Tzias Mitzrayim, then they're exempt from Heseba. The two go in tandem; they go together. So apparently what the Talmud HaRashba is saying is they don't necessarily have to go together. Even if a woman is ptura from Sibir Sira Zitzrayim, it could be Chazal want everyone to do a seba. There'll be Machayev a seba to everyone, even if they're ptura from Sibir Sira Zitzrayim. The reason why Chazal would pat the women and say that they're not chayeves in a seba is really because they're busy with the preparing and the serving of the food. The real ptur is because they're busy with the preparing and the serving of the food. It's just the Talmud Rashba says if they were chayev and see b'tzirus of tzrayim, even though they're busy with preparing and serving the food, Chazal never would have exempted them from heseba. Nochamal, the real reason why they're exempt is because they're busy with preparing the food. But if they were chayovos and see b'tzirus of tzrayim, Chazal never would have exempted them from heseba. The Talmud Rashba assumes that they're pturos from Sibir Yisrael, and that's why Chazal would not mechayev them in a seba. Because that's why Chazal say, since they're busy with the preparing and serving the food, they're taka exempt from a seba. The real reason why they're exempt is because they're busy. They're busy with the preparing of the food. If they weren't busy, then Chazal would have been mechayev them anyway. They're busy. But the reality is that if they were chayav in a seba, if they were chayav in Sibir Yisrael, Chazal would never have exempted them from a seba, even though they're busy with the food. What's my raya to that? Right? If they were chayav in Sibir Yisrael, Chazal never would have exempted them from a seba, even if they're busy. How do I know that? From where?
Shamish,
exactly. Shamish is busy, but yet he's chayav in a seba. Why? Because he's chayav in Sibir Yisrael. Zok the Talmud Rashba, but the real exemption of the women is based on the fact that they're busy. But if they were chayav in Sibir Yisrael, Chazal never would have exempted them from a seba. But because they're exempt from Sibir Yisrael, so Chazal leave them as pturos because they're busy. Okay, this is the perish of the Talmud Rashba. Okay, so thus far we have three different approaches why women are exempt from his seba. Right, either they're exempt because of Ema Sabal, Kfufalo, the Rashbam's approach, which we interpreted to mean that the Mitzius, they have an Ema Sabal. It's not the Halacha that exempts them, but the Mitzius. But it's Dafka, when there's the Mitzius of Mora, Klape Baila, if the husband is there, if they have a husband, you need both, that they have a husband and the husband is there. Or that the Pturos from Heseba, like the Shilta says, that it's Lav Dakai Lemizga, it's not normal for them to do Heseba. It's not normal for them to do a seba. Unrelated to the Baal, even Stam Isha would be Ptur as well. Or the Rabbeinu Manoach has a third approach that women are Pturas from a seba because they're busy. They're busy with the preparing and the serving of the food, so Chazal will never mechayev them. And you got to work for each one of these Perushim to understand why Isha Chashuva is different. And according to the Rabbeinu Manoach's approach, you have to ask, if it's all dependent on preparing and serving the food, so what's different between Isha and Shamish? Shamish is also serving the food. So for that, we have a Talmud Rashba. Rabbeinu Manoach also gives answers, but his answers are difficult. But the Talmud Rashba says the difference is that Shamish is chayev in Sibir Yetzias Mitzrayim, whereas women are pturos from Sibir Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you'll have to say the Rabbeinu Manoach, who gives this third approach, will be assuming that women are pturos from Sibir Yisrael. Rabbeinu Manoach himself is not beholden to say that women are pturos, because he gives other answers. He does give other answers, it's true. But the Talmud Rashba, who also works with the Rabbeinu Manoach's third approach, he'll say that women are pturos from Sibir Yisrael. Okay. How does this all play out halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh? Do women do haseba bizman hazeh or not? The Gemara seems to say most women, if they're not an isha chashuva, they do haseba. They're pturos from haseba. Most women who are not nashim chashuvos, they're pturos from haseba. So what's the din bizman hazeh? So the Mordechai quotes an amazing psak from the Bali Tosfos. This Mordechai turned everything on its head. Till now we've talked about the lumdis of haseba. Does it apply? Does it not apply? To Nashim Chashuvas, the Stam women, becomes the Mordechai and makes the following innocuous comment. Vim Isha Chashuva Yitzricha Seba, this is the Mordechai and Daf Lamedalit Amadalit. Lamed Zayin Amadalit. Vim Isha Chashuva Hi Tzricha Seba, Pirshu Betosus, the Kulu Nashim Didan Chashuvas Ninu Tzricha Seba. Says the Mordechai, B'shem the Bali Tosfos, our Nashim, they're all Chashuvos and they require a Seba. What does that mean? on. He just changed everything. He threw the Gemara on its head. Threw the whole Suga on its head. He says, on Noshim HaChashuvas, they're all Chayiv and Aseba. The Gemara already says that Anisha HaChashuvas is Chayiv and Aseba. Come to Bali Toz, and they say, all of our Noshim HaChashuvas, they're all Chayiv and Aseba. So why should they be Chayiv and Aseba? Rabbi Manoach defined what an Isha Chashuva is. He says, doesn't have a Baal, she's the Geveres Abaya, she's the matriarch. Or she's Chashuva B'malaseh, she's distinguished. Or she has Avodim Ushfaches, helping with the preparation and the serving of the food. Right? Rabbi Manoach defines Isha Chashuva in three ways. Kol HaNoshim Shalonu are the matriarch, they don't have the husbands, and they're distinguished, they're accomplished women, and they have avodim ushvaches, really, all of our nashim, come on. Is that really true? Kol anashim shalonu are not bechlal isha chashuva? Are bechlal isha chashuva? What does that mean? Kol anashim shalonu bechlal isha chashuva. Very difficult. Very, very difficult. What do the Bali Tosis mean? So someone to suggest, you know what the Bali Tosis had in mind? They had in mind not the Rabbeinu Manoach's three approaches, but rather a comment of the Chok Yaakov. The Chok Yaakov quotes from the Rokeach, one of the Rishonim, who says, you know why Isha Chashuva is Petura? Not because she has Avodah Mushvaches, and not because, you know, she's Chashuva B'Maloseh necessarily. Why is she Petura? What does the Chok Yaakov say? A very, very small comment. It's in Tofai in Beis, Sivkot and Ches. Chok Yaakov says, Loshon HaRokeach, She'ein Baila Makbid Oleha Tzricha Heseba. Right? Isha She'i Chashuva, She'ein Baila Makbid Oleha. What's the idea of Isha Chashuva? That she feels different? She feels different? She has a certain status? She's accomplished? Is it a mitzvah that she has avodah mishpachos? She's accomplished. She doesn't have a husband. These are all, you know, statements of fact. The woman either has a husband or doesn't have a husband. She's either accomplished or not accomplished. She either has avodah or doesn't have avodah. Is that what it's about? Zokter Rokech, not really. What it's really about is that a woman who's an Isha Chashuva, the husband is not makbid about her. He treats her with a different sense of respect. And if he treats her with a different sense of respect, then she doesn't have an Emes Habal in the same way. It's normal for her to be Mesiv. So then she's Chayebis and Aseba. That's really what it's about. It's not about a certain Mitzias, a certain difference in the woman. She needs X, Y, and Z. She has to have Avodah Mushvachos. She has to be accomplished. You know, she needs a degree, and she has to, you know, she has to be a big business person or something. You know, she has to. It's not a function of who she is or what she does. It's all a function of how the husband treats her. These are a simen, they're not a siba. A woman who has avodah mishpachos, it's not that there's something different about her. That's a simen ladover, that the husband is going to treat her, he's not going to be makbid on her as much. If she's distinguished, then she's going to feel differently about herself, right? The husband is going to treat her differently, so that changes everything. It's not the mitzias of who the woman is. So if it's not the mitzias of what the woman has or who she is, so then the Mordechai makes perfect sense. Bizman azeh, if husbands treat their wives differently, if they're not makbid on their wives, then everything changes. Once husbands are not makbid as much on their wives, then everything changes. Then all of the women, taka, become noshim chashuvos. Of course our women are noshim chashuvos, but they're chashuvos vis-a-vis this halacha. Noshim chashuvos even at the time of the Gemara, but they weren't a quote-unquote Isha Chashuva, as the Gemara defines it. But what does it mean, Isha Chashuva? So you get the impression, well, there are certain criteria that you have to meet. No, there are no criteria that you have to meet. It's true if the woman meets those criteria, so then you come to the same point that she's not going to have an Emes Habal. It would be normal for her to do a Seba. Okay, great. But the reality is you don't have to meet any criteria. If the husband is not going to be makbid on his wife, so then any woman could be deemed an Isha Chashuva. Because once the husband is not makbid on his wife, so then it's normal for the wife to be meisiv, and she doesn't feel uncomfortable to be meisiv, so then she's chayevis to be meisiv. So it could be that's what Tosfos has in mind, this Mordechai B'Shem Debali Tosfos. Then all Noshim Shalonu Chashuva, it's not that they subscribe, that they're included in the definitions that the Rishonim have of what Isha Chashuva is. No. It's that the relationship between husband and wife has changed. And this is the Mordechai talking at the times of the Rishonim. kol shkein bizman hazeh, relationships have changed, right? The whole relationship between husband and wife has changed. So if a husband and wife look at each other differently, the husband is not makbid on his wife as much, so then, of course a woman should be chayeves in a seba, even if she doesn't have a vadim and shvachas, and she's not as accomplished. She stays at home, a stay-at-home mom is also an isha chashuva. She maybe she's even more chashuva. But I'm saying she's an isha chashuva, she has chashivas to her husband. The husband is not makbid on her. So if the husband is not makbid on her, so then avada, she's not going to have emes habal, and it's normal for her to do a seba. So in that case, then she should taka be chayeves to do a seba. Okay, this could be the background behind this approach of the Bali Tosis, very interesting approach of the Bali Tosis that the Mordechai quotes.